Yo, what's up, friends, family, guys, girls, Hayden Army? Welcome back to another incredible podcast with yours truly, Hayden Hayder. Today is an insightful topic, an insightful subject. It's been requested by a lot of you, so here I am delivering the truth about entrepreneurship. Now, the reason I'm going to discuss this is because on social media, there's a misrepresentation of entrepreneurship. There's people who've never run a business in their whole life. They create an Instagram account, post a picture of a yacht, maybe a picture of a random guy in a suit, popping champagne, and all of a sudden they've got entrepreneur in their bio, they're writing motivational quotes, and it's just all bullshit, to be quite frank with you. The truth is, I'm a real entrepreneur, a lifelong entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur since I was a kid. I didn't go to university because entrepreneurship is what I know and it's what I went into. I've had my own fashion company. I own my own property company, my own supplement company, my own restaurant. And it's not stopping there. I understand entrepreneurship and I'm blessed enough and I'm in a successful position to be able to share my knowledge, wisdom, expertise with you. It'd be selfish of me not to. And I feel like the world needs more content like this, more realness, more truth, because the portrayal on social media about entrepreneurship today is false. Sure, those things are within reach, but that's just like a tiny fraction of what entrepreneurship is all about. Of course, you can gain wonderful things from entrepreneurship. You can gain a ton of money. You can gain a lot of freedom. You can do whatever you want with your time. But there's a lot of hard work that goes into entrepreneurship. A lot of sacrifice, a lot of sleepless nights. There's good times and there's bad times. There's anxiety and there's stress. And in some cases, there's depression. There's happiness. There's just so many different things that go into entrepreneurship. So, to paint a real picture for you, the truth about entrepreneurship, I want to explain the beginning of when I set up my own restaurant. Bear in mind, this is only one of my businesses. I have multiple businesses and I'm blessed to say, thank God, I am a very successful entrepreneur at a young age. I create jobs for people, some of whom are double my age, and I feel blessed that I'm creating jobs in society. Employees are being paid, they're looking after their families with the jobs I've created. So, when I started my restaurant, our hours were, and still are, but I'll speak in past tense for this particular story, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. every single day. However, I lived in Birmingham and the restaurant was in Leicester. It still is, but I'm saying it in past tense. Anyways, imagine I'd wake up at 7 a.m. every single morning. I'd get ready as quick as I could. Some days I'd have breakfast, some days I'd skip breakfast, depending on how much time I had. I travelled down to Aston, a rough neighbourhood in Birmingham where I grew up, because my dad's grocery store is there. My dad's grocery store in Aston was a meet-up point for staff in Birmingham that would travel with me to Leicester. So I'd meet them there at around 9 a.m. And I'd also collect deliveries from chicken suppliers, vegetable suppliers, salad suppliers at that particular location, since I would be using that spot as a meeting point for staff anyway. So it would make sense for me to get the supplies there and travel to Leicester. So I'd leave Aston at 9 a.m. and it would take around an hour to get to Leicester. At 10 a.m, we'd make sure the shop is sparkling clean, machines are working efficiently, put the heating on, and we'd prepare for our first customers 11 a.m. onwards. Then it'd be a long day all the way up until 11 p.m. at night. And 11 p.m. would come around, we'd lock the door, we'd stay indoors, clean the whole store, make sure everything was fresh for the next day. And this would sometimes take us to 12:30 a.m., 1 a.m. At that point, the Leicester staff would go home, which was 5-10 minutes away. However, me and my Birmingham staff would travel back to Birmingham. So if you imagine, we left Leicester at like 1 a.m. we'd get back for like 2 a.m. But at this point, I'd have to drop every staff member home. So by the time I dropped everyone home in Birmingham, it was like 2:30 a.m. I would get home for like 3 a.m. and I'd sleep for like literally 4 hours or less every single night when I first opened the restaurant. And imagine I'd do that day in, day out. If there was any moments in the day where I had a bit of downtime or I could escape from the shop floor, I'd go into my office and I'd sleep on the floor in my office. I'd literally sleep on the floor for maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes, just to get a power nap so I could handle the day. That's how challenging and difficult the beginning of opening the restaurant was. So I hope you can understand why I wanted to share the truth about entrepreneurship, as opposed to this false notion that entrepreneurship is only about sports cars and women and yachts. Of course, those things can be obtained, but for some people, that's not even the goal. Of course, that can come with the territory, and I can have those things, but I'm very passionate about creating jobs in society. You know, the people I employ, they have families. They take home a wage and they look after their children. Some of my employees are like 20, 30 years older than me. I'm so blessed to be a young, successful entrepreneur, and I'm only just getting started. Anyways, back to the story about the initial stages of opening the restaurant. At the time, I was dating someone, and there was a ton of problems within that relationship anyway. And then when the restaurant opened and I was always working on the business, it put extra strain on the relationship. So I was faced with a dilemma. And then eventually she gave me an ultimatum, you know, to choose between the business or her. And if it was the right girl, she would have said, "I support you no matter what you're doing." But she didn't. So I told her, "I can't do it anymore. I'm going my way. My way is the path to a hell of a lot of money, and a hell of a lot of freedom. So I'm choosing entrepreneurship. And it was for the best. I mean, can you imagine? That's another sacrifice right there. Imagine sacrificing a relationship. Imagine that. To become a successful entrepreneur. People are feeding into the glamorous image of entrepreneurship alone. But it really pisses me off because I know the truth about the difficult journey it is to being successful. So I wanted to tell you the truth. If you do want to be successful as an entrepreneur or in any other realm, it takes a lot of sacrifice, a lot of hard work, a lot of discipline, a lot of focus, a lot of bravery and strength. And I say a lot of bravery and strength because tough times arise when you're on a path towards success. You know? But you just have to persevere and get through those bad times to get to the good. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. And if ever you encounter failure, just realize failure is a stepping stone towards success. I don't want this podcast episode to be too long. I feel like I've covered what I wanted to say. I just wanted to reveal a couple truths about entrepreneurship. Simply because I really don't like how many fake entrepreneurs are out there, you know, never owning a business, never running or operating a business, putting entrepreneur in their bio, posting a couple of images of a car, maybe a yacht, maybe Daniel Craig in a suit with some kind of motivational caption over it, and all of a sudden they feel like they're some kind of entrepreneur. Well, they're not. They're liars. I'm the real deal. I'm a successful entrepreneur. Who better to listen to than someone who's been through it? I set up my first business in school, which was a fight club. And I was always reluctant to tell people because obviously it's a fight club. It's not generally, you know, accepted. But that's what I did in school. I used to set up a fight. I used to charge people to watch it. That was my first business. I set up a fashion company. I set up a supplement company. I've got my own property business. I've got my own restaurant. And I'm just getting started. I just wanted to reveal the truth to you guys and girls so that if you do choose to go down the path of entrepreneurship, you're ready for the storms that come along with it. Because if you go into a business thinking it's going to be perfect, you're in for a hell of a ride. So it's better you know the truth so that you can prepare for those crazy ass storms ahead, and you know that it takes a lot of strength to get through it. So having said that, I could say this: have an incredible week, crush your goals, stay focused, stay optimistic, and until next time, peace and love.